If you haven't yet had a lucid dream, you may find it difficult to imagine what it's like. Although you must experience it to really know what it feels like, as they say, he who tastes knows, you can get a sense of the experience by comparing the lucid dream state to the state you're in right now. The following exercise will demonstrate to you the various facets of your experience of waking state consciousness. Look around you. Become aware of what you see. Notice the richly varied and vivid impressions. Note the many different shapes. Be aware of the variety of colors. Observe any movement or stillness. Appreciate dimensionality. Take in all aspects of the entire visible world. Listen. Become aware of all that you hear. What different kinds of sounds do you hear? They're high-pitched sounds, low-pitched ones. Dissonant or harmonious sounds. Do you hear music? Voices? Bird song? Silence? Now become aware of the sensation of touch. How do your clothes feel? The chair you're sitting in? The air around you? Also notice how your body feels right now. Compare it to the ways it feels at other times. Tired or energetic, stiff or limber, painful or pleasant. Now concentrate on taste. How does your mouth taste now? If there is something to taste nearby, place it in your mouth and fully appreciate the sensation of taste. Remember and vividly imagine the tastes of different foods. Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, spicy hot, cool and soothing. Indian, Chinese, Japanese, Mexican. Now sniff the air. What do you smell? Are there cooking odors? Exhaust fumes, smell of fresh earth and rain or hot summer grasses, flowers, perfumes, incense, perhaps a pet dog or sweaty clothes. Remember and imagine as many smells as you can. Coffee, baking cookies, the ocean, fresh cut grass, frying garlic, wet asphalt. Now attend to your breathing. A moment ago, you probably were not even consciously aware of your breathing, even though you have inhaled and exhaled at least 50 times while doing this exercise. Now take a deep breath and hold it for a few seconds. Then let it out. Notice that being conscious of your breathing allows you to alter it deliberately. Now become aware of your feelings. What emotions or moods are you feeling right now? Remember the difference between anger and joy, serenity and excitement, and as many other emotions as you care to feel. How real do the emotions feel as you imagine them? Now notice your thoughts. What have you been thinking while doing this exercise? What are you thinking right now? How real do thoughts seem? be aware that your experience of the world always includes you. It's not just see, hear, feel, think. It's I see, I hear, I feel, I think. You are not what you see, hear, think, or feel. You have these experiences. Perhaps most essentially, you are who is aware. You are always at the center of your multidimensional universe of experience, but you're not always consciously aware of yourself. Finally, now, become aware of your awareness. Normally, awareness focuses on objects outside ourselves, but awareness itself can be a focus of awareness. In the light of ordinary experience, we seem to be distinct and limited centers of awareness, each alone in our inner worlds. In the light of eternity, mystics tell us, we are ultimately all one, united in the unlimited awareness that is the source of being. So, how does your renewed appreciation of the richness of ordinary waking consciousness relate to the experience of lucid dreaming? Much of what you've just observed about your present experience of the world applies as well to dream reality. If you were dreaming now, you could be experiencing a multi-sensory world as rich as the world you're experiencing now. You could see, hear, feel, taste, think, and be just like you are now. There is a difference, though, between dreaming and waking experience. The multisensory world you experience while dreaming originates internally within your mind rather than externally from the world outside yourself. While you are awake, most of what you perceive corresponds to actual people, objects, and events in the external world. Because the objects perceived in the waking state exist independently of your mind, they remain relatively stable. For example, if you look again at the objects that you observed around you earlier, most of them will still be there, unchanged. However, dream reality is not so consistent, because there's no stable external source of sensory stimulation to help your mind build the world you experience in dreams. The perceived world is much more changeable than in waking. If you were in a lucid dream, your experience of the world would be even more different from waking life. First of all, you would know that it was all a dream. Because of this, you would be more likely to notice how the world rearranges and transforms. Things impossible in waking life would happen, and the dream scene itself, rather than disappearing once you know it to be unreal, might increase in clarity and brilliance. Until you found yourself dumbfounded with wonder. If you were fully lucid, you would realize the entire dream world was your own creation, and with that awareness would come an exhilarating sense of freedom. Nothing external, no laws of society or physics, would constrain your experience. You could do anything your mind could conceive. Thus inspired, you might fly to the heavens. You might dare to face and overcome a fear that you've been avoiding. You might visit a deceased loved one to whom you've been wanting to speak. You might seek self-knowledge and wisdom. By cultivating awareness in your dreams and learning to use them, you can add more consciousness, more life to your life. In the process, you'll increase your enjoyment of your nightly dream journeys and deepen your understanding of yourself. By waking in your dreams, you can waken to life.